PM.
Apo tinokupa ina.
Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at the future of opposition politics in Zimbabwe following confusion in the main opposition camp caused by the resignation of former ACCC leader Nelson Chamisa. He announced last week that he no longer wanted anything to do with the Citizens Coalition for Change party, citing infiltration by ZANU-PF and its agenda. The ruling ZANU-PF party has denied this allegation. But first, a look at what is happening in other parts of the world. NATO has begun its biggest military exercises since the Cold War, with tens of thousands of troops set to move across Europe in the coming months in a show of force amid the threat from Russia.
Nearly 2 years into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the conflict grinds on into a war of attrition, and NATO is adapting to the threat from Moscow. The alliance this week launched Steadfast Defender 24, its largest military exercises since the Cold War. Over the coming months, some 90,000 NATO military personnel will take part in a range of drills across Europe, like those seen here in Romania in 2023. 50 naval vessels, 80 aircraft, and over 1,000 combat vehicles are involved.
We do all of this to ensure that we have the readiness, preparedness, and the forces in place to remove any room for miscalculation or misunderstanding in Moscow about our readiness to protect every inch of NATO territory.
The logistical challenge of moving soldiers and equipment is a vital part of the exercises.
So how do they get there, and how do they get there quick? Because the war in Ukraine has shown that being too slow means that a part of your territory can be occupied and has to be reconquered.
Sweden, which hopes to join the alliance in the coming months, will also take part. It's the biggest NATO drill since the Reforger exercises of the 1980s. But while NATO flexes its muscles, its ally Ukraine is running low on ammunition as military aid packages in both the United States and the European Union remain blocked by political infighting.
The narrative from Ukraine is that Ukraine is defending NATO, and that is a valid narrative if one follows the logic that Ukraine is actually diminishing Russia's army, has diminished Russia's army, and has diminished the military threat that Russia poses to the NATO alliance. So from Ukraine's perspective, it must be a lonely moment to watch this NATO exercise.
NATO this week signed a contract for 220,000 rounds of artillery ammunition to replenish members' stockpiles that have been depleted through supplying Ukraine, but they will take 2 to 3 years to arrive. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
And back to Zimbabwe, the Ministry of Health and Child Care, in partnership with the World Health Organization, has launched a cholera vaccination program targeting more than 2 million people in hotbed areas throughout the country. World Health Organization representative in Zimbabwe, Professor Jean-Marie Dango, speaks during the launch.
The doses of this vaccine provide strong protection against cholera. We now have in Zimbabwe a powerful tool to prevent further dissemination of the cholera outbreak and protect lives. This cholera vaccination campaign made possible through the collaboration of the government of Zimbabwe, the World Health Organization, WHO, UNICEF, and partners like Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, represents a commitment to protecting the health and well-being of all Zimbabweans.
That was WHO representative in Zimbabwe, Professor Jean-Marie Dango, speaking at the launch. Harare City Director of Health Services, Dr. Prosper Chonzi, speaks to Studio 7 after the launch.
This is a nationwide campaign where we are administering the oral cholera vaccine to our residents who are 1 year and above. This is a very safe vaccine. It prevents you from contracting cholera. It actually prevents you from developing the disease itself. And if you do get the disease, it will prevent you from further complications. So we have used this before in 2018 in Harare, Chipinge, and other areas. And we know the efficacy is 100%, the effectiveness is 100%, the safety is 100%. So we encourage all who have not been vaccinated to come forward and get vaccinated. It's given for free. We'll be going house to house looking for the unvaccinated. We'll be going to schools, we'll be going to shopping centers, we'll be going to churches.
That was Harare City Director of Health Services, Dr. Prosper Chonzi, speaking to Studio 7. The cholera outbreak in Zimbabwe started in Buhera in February last year. In October last year, the government banned large gatherings as the threat of cholera outbreak grew. As of now, it has a geographic coverage of all the 10 provinces in the country. The largest and deadliest cholera outbreak in the history of the country was in 2008 to 2009, which saw more than 4,000 deaths recorded. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are discussing the future of opposition politics in Zimbabwe following confusion in the main opposition camp caused by the announcement by former CCC leader Nelson Chamisa that he no longer wanted anything to do with the Citizens Coalition for Change party. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by political analyst, Professor Ricky Mukonza. Welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you. We are also joined by Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ncube.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. I'll start with you, Professor Mkonza. We have seen one of the CCC, or rather former CCC MPs, Advocate Fadzai Maere, resigning from Parliament today. What are the implications of such a move?
I think what that does is that it strengthens Mr. Chamisa's position, because then it says some of the leaders or the key people in the CCC are following him. But what surprises me is that Advocate Maere is resigning without Mr. Chamisa outlining the future course or what he intends to do after, you know, disassociating himself with the Triple C. So it may say to us maybe they were behind the scenes discussions with people like him, and probably she knows pretty well where the direction of, you know, of where Mr. Chamisa and those associated with him are going.
Thank you, Professor Mkonza. Coming to you, Mr. Ncube, we've seen all this happening. Prof. Mkonza spoke about the precedents there that could be set for other MPs that are still under Triple C in Parliament. What's your take on this issue, looking at the fact that there are other MPs like Daniel Molokele and Ajen Sikumbo who have pledged their allegiance to Chamisa but remain in Parliament? What's your take on all this?
Well, thank you very much. I think what we need to realize is that there is an elite group that is in the Triple C, whether we can call them former members of that party, the elite group like Mahere and others. Those guys are doing very well in life. They are having the money they need. They have the food they need. But the generality of the MPs outside Molokele and Mahere, they are the people that are surviving on crumbs, people that struggle even to raise money for them to do their campaign. And they campaigned successfully and won. Then if someone wakes up and says, this is no longer there, it's going to be very difficult for those people to say, we are also leaving Parliament just like that. And it doesn't indicate that there was consultation with them, because a good leader should be measured in the way he or he resigns. You can see good leadership or lack of it by the way someone resigns. But now they are shocked as everyone. They don't know where they are going. They don't know if there is going to be another organization that they will belong to. So it will be upset for them to wake up and say, we have resigned, no matter how the reason might be plausible, as it were. Thank you.
Thank you. Coming back to you, Prof, you heard Ncube there saying there's an issue there around the ambiguity in that the leader leaves these people, and then nekufamba kwenguva vanhu avasati vaziva kuti kana vachisiya vari kuendepi, uyezve kumashure uko panga pasina kuratidzika kuti chii chiri kunyatsoda kuitwa. Izvi imimi munozviona sei zvekuti kunzi aiwa vamwe vachakamirira kuti vaoneti zvii zviri kuitika? Confusion iripo iyi muri kuiona sei?
Kupiringishana kwezvinhu kuripo hakuratidze utungamiri hwakanaka kuna vachamisa. Hakuratidze munhu ane hanya nevamwe vaari kushanda navo, nekuti pane kutaurika kuripo.
Ndikubatei muromo, pane kola yapinda. Halo, halo kola. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Yes, siyakuzwa, ungaqhubekela phambili. Ungenile kuhlelo.
Yeah, nami ngiyalizwa.
Yeah, nguba nesixoxa lelo.
Yeah, ngiyalizwa, kodwa ngibe ngithi nami ngithi kufaka umbono kancane ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo.
Yeah, ungaphosela umbono wakho.
Yeah, bengisho ukuthi ngithi ukuthi khona le nto eyenzakalayo lapha eZimbabwe singayithatha ngenye indlela, kodwa lokho kwenziwa yilaba abantu abakushiyayo, mina ngibona kuyindlela engcono.
Ye, ungaqhubekela phambili, asakuzwa kuhle laphana. Yebo Dube.
Yebo, yebo, ngithi kulaba abakushiyayo kubandla leli bangibona kuwumqondo ongcono ubonisa ukukhula kibo lakithi, ngoba kusenzeka kunje into eyenziwa laphana ekhaya ayihambi ngendlela ekahle ngoba ukuphathwa kwabantu nangokusizakala ukuthi ayebona abantu mhlawumbe i-backup ngoba kunjani ekhaya bathola i-backup from i-SADC or kwezinye izinhlelo nje ezikhayelane lento ze-politics kodwa akutholakali isizwe lokho abantu bengcindezela siphila kabuhlungu. So ukuphuma kwabo nje ngibona kuyinto e-right labana labo bazibonele ukuthi vele into abayenzayo ayikho right emphakathini bazibonele ukuthi bazimele nje bodwa bengabi lo muntu ophikisana lo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Dube.
Yebo.
Yes, coming back to you, Prof. Tsananguraya, munogona kuendera mberi moti tsanangurira tichitarisa zvekare kuti kupiringishana uku kuri kubatsira ani munyika.
Maita henyu vancuve ndandichiti nini kupiringishana kwaratidzika nekuita kwavatamisa hakuratidza utungamiri hwakanaka nekuda kwekuti kuri kusiya vazhinji kusanganisira vavanga vachitungamira navo mutriplec vachikatyamadzwa. Utungamiri hwakanaka hunoita chirangano womba rimwe chete wobva waita zvaunenge watenderana but apa tinenge tiri kuona sekuti vachamisa vakangoita zanondega ndobva vangoita sekuti havana vavanga vachitungamira inyaya yavo vega. Chinonyanya kunetsa panyaya iyi ndechekuti TCC yanga yakatarisana nematambudziko akawanda kusanganisira kusungwa kwavasikala. Vachamichava maitiro avanoinge anoratidza umbimbi ndoga wekuti ini zvandofunga zvandinonzwa zvandaona hatisi kuti ZANU-PF iri kuita zvakanaka. ZANU-PF iri kukanganisa zvikuru panyaya dzakawanda dzematongerwo enyika dzezveupfumi. Tinoziva kuti maitiro eZANU-PF ari kuita kuti vanhu vatambure zvikuru muZimbabwe asi zvaitwa navachamisa handione zvichibatsira vana veZimbabwe kuti varongeke vagone kuzorwisana nezanupf kana tichiti kurwisana handireve kurwisana vanhu vachibata pfuta asi kurwisana nekubvisa zanupf zviri pamutemo. Saka zvakaitwa navachamisa inini semuongorori wezvematongerwo enyika kudava nezvikonzero zvavasati vataura asi kana zvikonzero zvavakanyora zviri zvo zvega havana kuita semutungamira ane uchenjeri hunogona kutiendisa mberi.
Tinotenda vamukonza. Tichiendera mberi tichazoda kutarisa zvekare kuti pangaita imwe here nzira yaida kuti yaigona kunge yagadziriswa nayo zvino yavaigona kutora asi kwaizvezvi timbodzokera kuna Ncube. Ncube, lapana uyamuzwa kuti uthini kuti hayi kungani uchamisa ubedonsela eceleni lakhe yedwa, wena lokhu ukubona njani? Sikhangela okwenzakeleyo lokhu kanye lokuthi ngokuya kwesikhathi kuyini esingakukhangelela, kungenzakala na okwake kwenzakala emuva lapho esabona khona i-MDCT iphela ngemva kwezinto ezinje, le-MDCA layo iphela ngemva kwalokhu. Lokhu sikhangelela ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala phambili Ncube?
Kuyethusa ukubona uChamisa egijima njengomntwana omncane ophethe umentlisi kumbe ophethe isikhuni somlilo ngendlela enza ngayo. Ngoba ungakukhangela kusukela ekutheni uthwangira efile kwavela kwaba yinto vele ezilayo indlela athatha ngayo umbuso. Akuzange kulandelwe i-constitution. Akuzange kwenziweni kodwa ngendlela yokuthi abantu balephango ikakhulu elokuthi kutshintshe elizweni laseZimbabwe basukeke bakuyekele khona lokho kuyizinto okunjengakhona lokho kwenzakale. Angaze ngibone kuthiwa ukhethiwe ngendlela yokuthi kuhlalwe phansi akhethwe. Uthe yena ubalekela impehlane nxa esenza lokho kuthiwa i-strategic ambiguity. kodwa nini nini sesithi yena hayi sokungene impehlane ebandleni kule kulohlupho olukhulu kakhulu ngoba umkhokheli kumele abe ngumuntu ukuthi nxa kulohlupho solukhona alulungise aqondane lalwangabaleki ahlale phansi athi khona asilungiseni lokhu madoda kuyineli kusolayo ngoba nxa esesenza enika umzekeliso wokuthi khona ibandla lakhe ligcwele izanu phakathi uthi abantu ke bakhululeke kanganani kuba kulelo bandla ngenye indlela so kuyinto ehlasimulisa umzimba lokho esibona uThamisa ekwenza ngiyezi sikhulumi esithi khona uqondile uhlupho sesinalo eZimbabwe lokho kwaba lomgabe kulabantu njengoba umgabe wabuthi isikhathi eside asebecabanga ukuthi engxenye ukuthi ubuze isikhathi eside kumbuke sesikhundleni isikhathi eside kufuneka wenze njengomgabe okuyinto eyingozi kakhulu esabekayo singabantu sililizwe singabantu sisemabandleni thina siyethuka kakhulu ku-Freedom Alliance singuZulu weMathebeleland siyethuka kakhulu thimuZulu oweZimbabwe ukubona into zisenzakala ngendlela enza ngayo uThamisa abantu bebekhangelela ukuthi uthe yena isadiki izabuya izolungisa usebenza lesadiki nxa esemila phana ke usebenza njani nayo isadiki ngayo nale indlela eziyibonayo so kulohlupho olukhulu kakhulu ebukhokhelini esiwubonayo thina siyakhathazeka kakhulu ngoba abantu umuntu osebandleni eliphikisayo njengoThamisa simkhangele njengomuntu esiselimeni esimisilayo sifuna ukukhululeka kodwa indlela enza ngayo indlela alimaza ngayo ibandla lakhe even abantu abasebandleni lakhe iyethusa kakhulu
siyabonga Ncube yes coming back to you Prof he spoke there about democracy even in the opposition where he was saying there is a problem when there is no democracy even within opposition parties earlier on mambo taura mushitarisa kuti panitishi panambo bvunza kuti pangaita imwe nzira here yaigona kugadziriswa nayo dambudziko iri since Chamisa was saying he was no longer in control of CCC as a party and he then decided to leave because of that. Was there another way that he could have done it?
There was another way to deal with the situation. Because Mr. Nwe, let's see the genesis of the problems in CCC from its how it came into being and how it constituted itself. The issue of what they termed the strategic ambiguity, I think the ambiguity became, ambiguous to everyone around Chamisa except himself. You can't have a party that only talks of one person and a few surrogates of his. And you can't have a party that does not, come out clean or clearly on its rules of engagement, the constitution. How do you deal with, for example, during the period of primary elections? How do you deal with people who were disgruntled or who were not happy with how candidates were selected? It wasn't very clear if you really get into details of what happened during candidate selections, you then realize that CCC had problems from the beginning and they were banking on getting governmental power and then, cementing their position. I mean, Chamisa and those that are close to him, they were banking on getting governmental power and then cementing their hegemony, probably using state power. But it didn't happen. And then people started voicing their concerns about the unfairness of the process, you know, the dictatorial tendencies of Chamisa. And then Chabangu came up. Now, what would I propose is what could have been a solution. Mr. Chamisa, I wanted to say president, but he is no longer president of the CCC. What he could have done is to find a way of working together with his fellow leaders instead of alienating them. He may have said probably there were differences. Political parties are made up of individuals who are not of the same mind. So you need, as a leader, to find a way of working and accommodating even those that he doesn't agree with. Because, look, an opposition of the stature of CCC or the position of a government in waiting. So what kind of a government would the CCC be? That is the leader who thinks he can do everything and doesn't trust anyone around him. I think he needed just to find a way of working with his fellow leaders. Constitute CCC in a manner that everyone else understands.
Thank you.
And also both the Congress.
Thank you, Prof. Mkonza. Coming back to you, Mr. Ncube, we heard what Prof. Mkonza said. Going forward, the bigger picture, what should be done in terms of democracy, accountability, looking at the opposition politics in Zimbabwe?
What is needed in Zimbabwe is that I would take it to say what Chamisa should have done. You begin with the collective leadership. Collective leadership will also have an advisory role where you are being guided on what needs to be done. Instead of strategic ambiguity, one would propose strategic clarity, where you have got clarity in a strategic way against, let's say, your rivals in the mold of ZANU. And the first thing is, how is the position of even president achieved? What contestation is there? How do you have an individual who will always be the president? Even if now he is to form a political party, because this is not for an individual. It will be for the country, even those who are outside the CCC. If CCC was to win, or Chamisa was to win, it means that he will be the president for everyone. How is that done? You don't have a constitution, yet you are to be a government. Are you going to be able to be different from what Mugabe was doing? Because we would see where there is a constitution, somebody is not using it. How about a situation where there is actually zero constitution? The MDC or the CCC, the mistakes that were made were to move away even from, you see, there was the MDC alliance at the death of Tsvangirai. What followed was to say, no, let's have one center of power, let's form a party out of that alliance. That alliance shouldn't have died. I would propose that that big tent approach of 1999, I'm talking it in the sense of a lot of political parties that were there, whether directly or indirectly.
Yes,
the approach.
Thank you.
Where you are.
Thank you there, Ncube. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, and we have run out of time. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for coming on the program and to thank you everyone who watched. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Ncube.